The Guardian.
Now at last, the key to what makes us more attractive. Apparently the more symmetrical our bodies, the more they appeal to the opposite sex, so says a new survey from Brunel University. Dr. William Brown explained the findings.
I guess what's different in this study is that we used a 3D body scanner that's commonly used in medical and in the fashion industries. For example, the Center for Disease Control has used it in the past. You can actually use the 3D body scanner to look at body topography, 3D body topography. And what I mean is that, you know, the degree of curviness of let's say, the hips, of the lengths of the arms, the legs, and it provides a very accurate measurement device for your body proportions.
So what is new about what you have found out? Because we kind of know already that the curvier the body as far as a woman is concerned, the more men find that attractive.
Exactly. So it's not a surprise at all that when we find that more masculine bodies, like males that are taller with broader shoulders, are more attractive, and females with long, slender legs and curvy shapes and maybe somewhat larger breasts and are more attractive to the opposite sex. That's not surprising. We also use the body scanner to measure an important biological variable, which is degree of symmetry or degree of asymmetries in left and right sides of the body. Biologists who study many different species have looked at degree of asymmetry as an indicator of poor development. So the more departures from perfect symmetry in traits that were meant to be perfectly symmetrical reflect poor development, that is, perhaps more exposure to pathogens, parasites, poor health, less likely to survive, fewer offspring. So degree of asymmetry is generally associated with a lot of nasty experiences during your development.
Now, that's the serious science bit. Of course, I'm sure that a lot of people will make a more popular interpretation. For example, the Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, 8 gold medals. Would he be the female idea of symmetrical perfection?
Well, I don't know what Michael Phelps's degree of symmetry is, but based on his performance, his extreme athletic ability, you would predict that he probably would be at least pretty symmetrical, because there is some research by John Manning and others that have shown that individuals that have more a better athletic ability, this is in the normal population at least, are more symmetrical. Although there hasn't been any studies on swimmers, you would think that someone that has good locomotory or good locomotion ability, such as Michael Phelps, would be more symmetrical. And then I guess based on this current study, you'd also expect that they'd have a more masculine physique or body shape.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.